Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Mysterious Circumstances. I am your host, Justin. This episode, I am not going to thank new Patreon subscribers. Probably not going to read reviews at the end either. This is a case that does not have very much information, but I saw somebody left a review for it, like a 5-star review and said, hey, look at this case. So I'm going to check it out. I decided to, like I said, there's not very much information, but I figured I'm putting out 2 episodes in 2 days, so I was going to try to make it a little bit easy on myself, but nonetheless, very interesting case, and it's definitely one that you want to look into yourself. With that being said, on with the show.
This podcast contains adult content.
Some of the themes or topics may include
information on murder, kidnapping,
torture, dismemberment,
maybe some demonic content,
with information on possessions
and paranormal activity.
This podcast will also include explicit,
horrible and foul,
socially unacceptable,
totally uninhibited,
adult themes language.
So if you're easily offended,
if you're easily triggered,
then I highly suggest you turn this off now, and if not, just keep in mind,
parental discretion is advised.
911 received a call. It was initiated by OnStar of a vehicle accident. Officers responded and found a black Cadillac Escalade down an approximately 125-foot embankment.
Inside the car was Shannon.
At first glance, it looked like 40-year-old Shannon Hercutt's death was an accident in 2009. In fact, that's what the Sevier County Sheriff's Office first called it.
Well, it's an unsolved murder that rattled Sevier County 9 years ago today. Shannon Hercutt was killed in August of 2009 in what was first thought to be a car crash.
But just days after police ruled it an accident, officials said they believe someone actually killed the successful realtor in her home, placed her body in a vehicle, and sent it down a hill.
She was a fighter. I know she tried to fight through this ordeal, but she just didn't quite make this fight.
Just so we know, all sources will be stated in the show notes this time, as opposed to me saying them. So on August 3rd, 2009, police responded to an OnStar alert of a car crash in Sevier County, Tennessee. Inside the SUV, at the bottom of a steep slope, they found the body of 40-year-old Dawn Shannon Hercutt. Known to her family by her middle name, Shannon, was found in her Cadillac Escalade on the bottom of a 125-foot steep slope just off Walker Trail, which is a very curvy rural road. The initial theory was that she went for a late-night drive and veered off the road, crashing to her death, but that would soon be called into question. On August 14th, after an autopsy showed that there were head injuries that would not have been sustained from a car crash, officials stated that they now believed that someone actually killed her in her home, placed her body inside the car, and faked the accident. This came after police went to her house and found evidence of a struggle inside the garage. They found broken bottles, a baseball bat, and blood on the refrigerator. There were a lot of other little clues that the family picked up on first, you know, that she would not have been out driving that late. She always wore her seatbelt, and she was very vain about her hair being perfect. That's one that her sister had stated, and she never would have had her window down driving outside like that. So the investigation actually showed that the car rolled down the hill due to the steep incline of the hill, but the car could not have gone down the hill with any speed without going airborne, meaning if she was going at any speed, the car would have actually gone airborne before it contacted the ground, which means that somebody had actually slow-rolled and pushed her vehicle over the edge. Now, like I said, there's not much information, okay? So here's some facts along with some theories. But first, we do have to hear a word from our sponsor. Do you experience stress or have anxiety or chronic pain or have trouble sleeping at least once a week? You are not alone. A lot of us do. Personally, I have a lot of problems sleeping at night. I also have an anxiety problem. The best part is that CBD oil has helped me conquer some of these. And I'm not one for pharmaceuticals. I don't even take stuff for headaches. You know, I don't take Advil. I don't take ibuprofen or anything like that. I'm really weird about that. So when I discovered CBD, it was really, really awesome because I didn't have to worry about taking that stuff because CBD it's not addictive or anything like that. There's no hangover. It's all natural. Feels is a premium CBD delivered directly to your doorstep. And what does it do? Feels naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. And like I said, I've had problems with anxiety and sleeplessness forever, man. And when I found, Feels and they sent me a sample and I ended up becoming a member, it's super easy to take as well. You just place a few drops of Feels under your tongue. And within a few minutes, you can feel the difference. You know, you can de-stress, you can get rid of that anxiety. And like I said, I use it to help me sleep at night too. And it's all natural. I mean, you can't really beat that. Then one of the best things that if you're new to CBD is real human support. Feels offers a free CBD hotline and text message support to help guide you through your personal experience. And Feels works naturally to help you feel better. There's no high, there's no hangover, there's no addiction. That's always a plus, to be honest. So go ahead, join the Feels community and get it delivered to your door every single month. You'll save money on every order and you can pause or cancel at any time. Feels has me feeling my best every day and it can help you too. Become a member today by going to feels.com/mysterious. And you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's feals.com/mysterious to become a member and get 50% off automatically. And your first order will also ship for free. And like I said, it's feals.com/mysterious. Go try it today. You honestly cannot beat a 50% off offer, especially with free shipping. For an all-natural CBD oil that can take away a lot of your stress and anxiety and help you sleep at night. It's all natural. So go to the website, feels.com/mysterious. Check it out. You can thank me later. Now back to the show. All right. So early on in the investigation, Shannon's father, Ted Hercutt, became a suspect in the case. She was involved currently in litigation over a property with her father at the time of the murder, reported to be worth around $1 million. Their relationship was characterized as quote-unquote tumultuous. The general opinion in the community was that Ted was involved in her murder in some way, and that he had actually hired a hitman. And that was the most popular opinion, and also the opinion stated by her sister Penny in the Dr. Phil show that aired in 2015, where she said, quote, "I know you have paid somebody to kill Shannon. Don't sit there and act like you are so innocent," end quote. That was one of the leads that was investigated, without ever being proven. Penny claims in the Dr. Phil show that her dad thought that he would be getting the business in case Shannon died. 3 months after her death, the office was shot at by an unknown perpetrator. Penny claims that her father confessed that he was the shooter and proud of it, and that was a claim that was denied by her father. Now, Shannon's sister Penny confirms that the father was in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, with her when the murder occurred. He went ahead and also stated that it was due to him, like Ted Hercutt was the one who called and contacted law enforcement and demanded an autopsy. Now, Ted died in two, Now, Ted died in 2017 without ever being arrested or charged and without the investigators being able to link him to the crime. He denied any involvement in her murder up until his death. Her father did not receive anything in her will, with her sister getting ownership of the real estate agency. But he was initially in the will for the business, which is something that Shannon had later changed based on the troubles in their relationship. Now, the evidence has pointed to someone outside the family, someone who knew Shannon Hurcutt, which a guy named McCarter had said, and he's a 38-year law enforcement veteran who believes investigators have nailed down the motive, but said, quote, "If I told you what it was, it'd be obvious who I was talking about," end quote. Detectives meet regularly with prosecutors to go over the case, and that's something that McCarter also said, and DNA evidence was recently submitted to the state crime lab for testing, and the Sevier County Sheriff's Office insists that they have not forgotten about the killing. In an interview with Wate.com, W-A-T-E.com, the ex-wife of Ted, a woman named Jan, spoke out on her opinion on the case, and she said, quote, "I believe he did have something to do with killing Shannon because she and him were in an argument over some land, and it was a lawsuit, and the land was worth over $1 million, and with Shannon gone, it's a win-win situation. He wins," end quote. Jan also said, quote, "He has told me that he has done so many things in his life that he should be in prison for. He took me and showed me where the people that were involved in killing Shannon parked, and to me, after thinking about all of this, how would anybody know all of this unless they were part of the plot to do this?" End quote. So, like I said, there's not much information on this case, but I will say this. If, for me personally, if somebody had rolled that SUV off the edge of the hill, there, unless they were very, very smart about covering their tracks, fingerprints, DNA, things like that, then there's a very good chance that there's got to be something in a database somewhere. Like, you know, if it was a professional hitman, yeah, they probably wore gloves, you know, they probably did all that. But taking her body from the scene of the crime to the vehicle, there had to have been some form of DNA left either on the scene or in the vehicle. Now, like it was stated, there was DNA collected on the case and it was sent to a crime lab. The results of that, we still do not know, unfortunately. And like I said, her dad, Ted Hurcutt, was accused of the crime by Shannon's stepmother and by Ted's own daughter, which was Shannon's sister. So, you know, I guess we'll see what happens. We still have yet to find the DNA results of that. And like I said, Ted did pass away in 2017, so we might not know. That's about all I got for you on that. Like I said, it's a little mini episode. It's a pretty interesting one. It should be known as well that the family is offering a $45,000 reward for any information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person who murdered Shannon. And there you have it. Tomorrow I'll have a little bit longer episode for you, so don't fret about that. Like I said, this nice little mini episode I had to get out, and I'll see you guys on the flip side.